This goes to Dr. LaRouche, L-A, capital R-O-U-C-H-E, fax 989-629-8145, regarding Joseph McGillis. It's M like Mary, C, capital G-I-L-L-I-S, date of birth May 27th of 1957. Dear Dr. LaRouche, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. McGillis with diabetic nephropathy, history of right nephrectomy, and hypertension. His last visit was February 28th of this year. Since that time, he had chest pain and required a cardiac catheterization at Bay Medical Center and had 3 stents. Actually, 3 angio. He had 3 arteries and that required angioplasties. No stents. But he has been started on new medication since that procedure was done. Bisoprolol, 5 milligram daily. Also iron, 325 milligram every other day. He has nitroglycerin in case he needs it for chest pain. I also want to highlight lisinopril, 20 milligram daily, in addition to his other routine medications. He has gained 10 pounds since his last visit. He is feeling much better and states that his blood sugars are fairly well controlled. He also is wearing a cast boot because he fractured his left great toe and it's still quite painful. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena, no current dyspnea or cough, no wheezing, no cloudiness, foaminess, or blood in the urine, and no edema. Physical exam, weight 237 pounds, pulse is 71, blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 110 over 64. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension or no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular. No murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen obese. No ascites. No edema. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done August 21st of this year. Creatinine stable at 1.22. Estimated GFR greater than 60. Albumin 4.4, calcium 9.3, electrolytes are normal with potassium of 5.1, phosphorus 3.4, hemoglobin is 15.9 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, diabetic nephropathy with preserved renal function, status post right nephrectomy, hypertension. We will ask the patient to continue to have lab studies done every 3 to 6 months. He should follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.